welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. You know, Paul Reiser is coming to the Pantages, and we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away today coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You can see the comedian, actor, television writer, author, musician. He's going to be there 8 o'clock after opening act, Vance Gilbert. You familiar?
Vance Gilbert. No.
Me either.
But I did have my friend, neighbor Dave, who said on Friday he went and saw Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
At the State Theater.
Yeah, he's great.
And here's a insider tip. If you didn't go, but you're waiting for that next comedy special to hit Netflix, they recorded for his Netflix special there.
Oh, fun!
They were like, I guess they had this whole talk with the audience beforehand of there are cameras everywhere. Wow. There will be a camera on stage with Jim. It'll be a couple inches away from his face. Look at Jim, not at that guy.
Fun.
Said he was really good.
Good.
Said his last special wasn't
times.
Great. And then last on Friday was killer.
Good.
I wish he'd get away from like the food stuff.
Get away from comedy.
I don't know that he does, because my buddy said that he comes out and just immediately says, "Well, I'm a double XL now." Says we had a ceremony when it happened. The next size up is death. You die.
Oh my God, he is so funny. You know, he was just on. He does an occasional CBS Sunday morning thing. Remember, what's his face? Andy Rooney.
I love
like,
Andy Rooney.
You know what I hate?
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan does that now. So it's kind of fun. He was doing it about the news.
Good morning.
I digress. Saturday Night Live was on. There was a new episode. Idris Elba and what was the guy's name? Khalid?
Khalid.
Oh, yeah. Was the musical guest.
I didn't see Khalid. Was he good?
I didn't care for him.
Okay.
It's subjective, you know?
I think if you were stoned, it'd be a great show. Great performance.
Oh, really? Very much like Post Malone.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ryan says he hears Post Malone songs and feels high.
I do.
He can see the haze of a club.
What I would imagine,
machine.
Yeah, high being.
Yeah, of course.
Right, of course, exactly. But what did you guys think overall of the show?
It was funny.
Well, I only watched the opening act, and then Idris Elba's monologue, and then the first sketch. I thought all of those three things were really good.
Okay.
Thought they were really good.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I agree with Steve. It started very strong, and then it went on to be rather average towards the end. But it was good overall.
Yeah.
Overall, good.
I was so happy that they didn't start with something political like they do every week.
That was refreshing.
This time.
They instead started with the R. Kelly Gayle King interview. And there were, I was watching that alone on Sunday afternoon. There were multiple laugh out loud moments for me.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was good. We have a little bit of it.
These people made a 6-part documentary about me. 6. That's almost 10. And not one of them said a nice thing about me. They made it seem like I was the devil. I'm not the devil. And even if I was, you can't think of one nice thing to say about the devil? I can. Nice horns. Gives good advice.
So why do you think people are making these lies up about you?
For money, obviously. I'm a very rich man. And people are always trying to take advantage of me.
Well, if you're so rich, why did it take so long to pay $160,000 you owe back in child support?
Damn, that's a good question. I wasn't expecting that. Now I gotta switch directions and get some sympathy back. Because I'm a very poor man.
But Robert.
Victim.
No. You sold millions of records and made millions of dollars.
More than millions, thousands.
Millions is more than thousands, Robert.
Okay, my bad.
So what happened to all the money?
I don't know. Ask my, who's the guy you pay to watch all your money? Starts with a Q.
Your accountant?
No, my cousin Reggie. That's it.
Starts with a Q.
Oh Lord, I thought there were a lot of great moments. It was good. That was a funny start. Leslie Jones was good as Gayle King.
Yeah, she was. Did you think his Idris Elba's monologue was good?
I thought it was great. I loved Idris Elba's monologue because he wasn't even stacking it up with jokes. He is naturally likable.
Yeah,
and I found myself captivated by his story about what got him here and where he was 22 years ago.
My sister, bless her heart, she had her actual job. She worked at Bad Boy Records. Now, you know, Puffy was my biggest inspiration. Biggie was my favorite rapper. But it was a bad time because Biggie had just died. And my sister took me to this Biggie memorial and everyone was there. I mean, everyone. It was like being at a wax museum where the wax figures were smoking blunts and drinking Alizé. It was so surreal. I remember thinking, if it's possible for me to be standing in that room right now, then anything is possible. So I decided I wouldn't give up on my dream. And that was 22 years ago to this day. Now, and a few years after that, I got an audition for a small pilot called The Wire. And now I am in the building where television started, in the city where hip hop started, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live.
Aww.
Wow. And he used to be a bouncer at Caroline's and would go to auditions with his thick British accent. That's as they thick. Would ask him to play like a Bronx, some guy from the Bronx, and then his British accent would come out. I love.
I did learn a lot about him.
Yeah.
In that monologue, I will say.
He's got quite the accent.
But what
I love
left you disappointed, accent. Donna? Yeah. You what? Sound disappointed about
I didn't. I mean, I just didn't think it was super funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it was just interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah, I like that. Then their opening sketch, and this is where I stopped watching. I ain't putting in 90 minutes, guys. Chill
yeah, no, I don't
that.
Either. I fast forward.
But the opening sketch was a game show hosted by Kenan Thompson called Can I Play That? And I thought that it was very, very tightly written. And it's a good example of how in a comedy setting, you just... comedy's great. It just lets you talk about so many things that people otherwise can sometimes feel kind of hypersensitive about.
Do we have a clip?
Our contestants, David, Jackie, and Lawrence, all working actors, will have to decide, can I play that? For example, it was just announced that Will Smith will play the father of the Williams sisters. But can he play that? Lawrence.
Yes, of course. He'll do a great job.
Oh, anybody else?
He absolutely cannot. He's not black enough.
What? You are right, Jackie.
Wait. Is this real?
It sure is, because this game is produced by Twitter. Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you. All right. Our first role is blind person. Can you play it?
Yeah, I can play that.
Oof.
What?
Wow. God took their sight, and now you want to take their job.
No. Wait a second. Isn't that what acting is about, you know, becoming someone you're not?
Not anymore, no. Now it's about becoming yourself, but with a different haircut. Okay, next role, astronaut.
No, I cannot play that.
Wait, why can't he play that?
Well, I just sensed it was a trap.
And it was. The astronaut was secretly Mexican all along.
Secretly?
That's right. The astronaut seemed white the whole movie, but in the last scene, when he gets back from Jupiter, he does 23andMe and discovers that he's 5% Mexican.
That was great.
Oh, that was very smart.
And what's interesting about it is that I loved how game Idris Elba was, because Idris Elba, Twitter was bringing him up when that the Williams movie, Will Smith casting,
yes,
that they mentioned at the beginning of that, they were saying it should have been Idris Elba because he is darker skinned,
right,
than Will Smith is. So he played along with that. And then at the end, it was the bonus question, I think, was, can I play James Bond? Can I play James Bond? So Idris Elba has long been rumored to take over
That's
for James
right.
Bond.
Yep.
I think he buzzed in and said yes. And they were like, no, trust us.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, that was my favorite sketch by far.
I thought it
was really good.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow made an appearance as on a Weekend Update. Oh. Cast member Heidi Garner reprised her Goop staffer character. I think it's Baskin Johns.
Yeah.
And then appearing alongside... was her boss, played by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
It was kind of cute. Her name is Pfeiffer James. Can we play a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Listen, my supervisor is here. Can I bring her out?
Sure.
Okay, Pfeiffer? Pfeiffer, can you come help me?
Pfeiffer.
I I need your help because I'm really afraid that Gwyneth is gonna fire me.
No, she doesn't believe in firing. Remember, it's called conscious unemploying.
Yes, that is what Queen Gwy says.
Okay. So I'm just gonna take it from here, Baskin. Okay. Okay. We have a new Himalayan salt scrub, and it is the number one salt scrub. Rated. Number one. In overall salt. I mean, actually, I'd like to tell you what salt is instead.
I know what salt is.
So you know it's angry sugar.
So that was cute. Boy, Saturday Night Live is just becoming home of the cameos, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of always been.
Has it?
Good.
Barney. I think so. Yes. In fact, you know what? I'm going to be more definitive.
I don't think so.
I think it always has been.
Really?
Especially Weekend Update. That's where the cameos always happen. Listen.
I've been watching it since the 70s. I don't know. I don't remember Saturday Night Live always having famous people pop up.
I do. So now what do we do? Who wins?
I think we just
Ryan?
Call it a truth.
Ryan?
What?
Be honest. Is this a new thing, the cameos, or has this been going on for years at Weekend Update?
I think as the show has developed and progressed and become a more of a cultural mainstay in American entertainment, cameos have become more prevalent in the more recent shows, maybe not in the start.
Like De Niro, Matt Damon, like that didn't always happen. Now it's like big movie stars, you know, big.
Yeah, you're totally right. Thanks,
Steve.
Interesting.
All right. Also, let's save it for a timeout because Pete Davidson.
No.
Give me a break already. I'm with you, Ryan. I'm with you.
I don't want to talk about
it. We're going to talk about it. But we have to take a break. Pete Davidson, no. Okay?
No.
We're throwing you in timeout.
Did they reference Kate Beckinsale?
Yes.
And the tongue?
Not the tongue.
Whose tongue was it? We still don't know.
Do we want to know?
I don't think so.
Pete Davidson's in timeout when we come back on My Talk 107.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.